Peter Hamill on Call 1FM. We're joined now by Cliff Richard. Good evening, Cliff.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you very much.
Great. Now, let's look at this issue, Christianity and pornography. Where do you see the two overlapping?
I've never thought of them as overlapping. You know, it's almost as though Christianity doesn't really overlap with anything. Jesus was the only one who actually enveloped everything.
Well, if he was walking around today and walked into a pawn shop, what do you think he'd do?
Well, I suppose I'd perhaps go and speak to the guys and girls who work there. But it seems to me that almost every area that deviates and stops us, moves us away from that central line that is so difficult to walk down.
It's sometimes illegal
to walk down the central line.
If it's illegal, you've got to say to yourself, do I break the law?
Yep.
In a way, again, this is what makes it so difficult.
Some people have seized on the imagery of the crucifixion and said that that is basically a sadomasochistic scene of the most top rank.
Well, I think if you're going to inflict pain on people, the best way to do it is to strip them so that you get straight to the flesh. And so, therefore, it only seems sensible to me that if I was going to inflict pain on someone because I believe they were blasphemers or whatever, then the way to do it is not to leave on their heavy red cloak, because that would absorb a lot of the lashes.
Cock naked.
Pardon?
But don't you think that provides a sort of rubric for some heavy, weird, bent porn?
Yes, I mean, I suppose I can understand that someone who's heavily into flagellation, thinking how sexually wonderful it is to think of the picture of Jesus being flayed.
Mm.
And in fact, if that's pornographic, I would suggest that everybody reads it.